The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to John. He's with us this week instead of Adam. But I suppose the question mark here, John, good morning to you, this radical preacher, 5.5 years, 50 and a half perhaps. John.
Yes, you'll probably be out in about 3 years with good behaviour.
That's it.
Yeah, I think people are thinking, you know, makes a mockery of the law. He's been running riot for about 20 years, exasperating police. Anjan Chowdhury, one of these Islamist hate preachers. We know that he's radicalised young men and women, including the killers of Soldier Lee Rigby, who was murdered on the streets of London. He's just stayed on the right side of the law until now, because he's backed the Islamic State terror group in an oath of allegiance online. Remember, he once said he looked forward to the flag of Islam flying over 10 Downing Street
right.
and the White House. But he's been on the streets preaching, but now he's banged up by a judge at the old...
Yeah, game. I know, but I mean, 5.5 years, they're kidding.
Make sure that he doesn't prey on the vulnerable prisoners inside.
That's right. 5.5 years, he'll be out in 3 years. You said, look, this is a beautiful, beautiful story. I'll let you tell it about the dying mother's letter.
It's a very touching tale, Alan, yes. A letter and a photograph of a woman and a girl, presumably the woman's daughter. It dropped out of a pile of books that had been handed in to a second-hand bookshop at Bishop Auckland in northeast England. The letter was addressed to Bethany, and it says, if your dad is reading this to you, it's because I've died and gone to heaven to live with the angels. Because, she says, an operation on her poorly chest hadn't worked, and it goes on, I'll always be in the sky, making sure you're all right. Now, the bookshop owner, Gordon Draper, says, hopefully we'll find this Bethany and get the letter back to its rightful owner. And now that the letter and the photo are on social media and on telly, let's hope that happens.
Isn't that lovely, eh? Fancy, 15 years on, it's discovered still inside a book in a second-hand bookshop. Amazing. Lovely story, John. Thank you for that. That's John Adderley in London. It's 2 to 7.